Come on in.
Working on the pails, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them over here.
Sure.
Will you grow these?
Yes, ma'am.
My goodness, they look good. Well, she'll have to come in and tell me how to cook them. I don't know how to cook them.
Oh, they could.
I'm not very good at that.
Sure would.
Maybe you know how to cook them.
Yeah, I know how to cook them.
What do you do to them?
Give me some smoked bacon or some ham hocks. And, I just look them good and then cut them up.
Yeah.
Put them with me a knife.
Yeah.
And I cut them up and then I put them in a pot of good, don't put too much water, just a little grease and pepper and salt. And that's the way I fix them.
Not too much water?
No. Put them with a little grease.
Well, good morning.
Pretty good, how are you?
Oh.
You know, if you fry your bacon, you just pour that grease right off your bacon right in the pot, see?
Fry your bacon.
Yeah.
A little bit first.
Yes, and then get the grease would come over that, pour it right in the pot with you. Just have a little water on the ham boiling. And
yeah.
Fry your meat. And pour them in there. But if you got ham hocks, you had to boil them a while.
Yeah.
And then put them in.
Yeah.
Put the greens in after you lift the ham hocks. You know the ham hocks tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife's coming out. I got you a little cold water here.
Yes.
And she can tell me about cooking some
things. Sure, right.
You're all not in that big a hurry.
No, we got about 15 or 20 bunches of greens we were trying to get around. The lady, you know that colored lady we're telling you about? She asked us to bring her some up.
Look who's coming in here, okay?
Come on in. Yeah, you're not that
down there, man.
Hurry.
Yeah, hey, just you feel like one of my cows.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
I go out there working them cows and I get my hand on them and it's hot.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's your right.
Oh, Lord, that's hot.
He just tell me how to cook collards. I didn't know how to cook them.
We just take them and look on the leaves and, you know, pick them good for it. Then wash them three or four times and get a sharp knife and cut them up real small and fry.
Good morning,
them.
Good morning.
Fry your meat.
This is John Turner.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, have a seat.
Where's your chap over here?
I get
him. Well.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it straight?
And
maybe we better cook some.
Yeah. The only trouble is you have to be sure you get all the bugs off of them.
That's right. It's not many on no way. You just be looking at them to see if you find them and then sick on it or something. Mm-hmm.
And you like the bacon.
I like them old ham hocks boiled down and then slam them in there.
Ain't that nice?
Yes, sir.
I just like to think about them.
Sure, right.
But with the ham hocks, you got to boil it down pretty much, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Sure, right, till it gets to you.
Now, you've been going some little time this morning.
Going some time? You mean early this morning?
Yeah.
No, man, I just leave home. Just pull off and home.
Well?
I promised to bring that lady up to that colored girl, we got them little children some greens.
Yeah.
And she told me to be sure to bring them and I'll get them, so I pull out, give them, and bring them. And after I was going by, I said, I better start paying you might have wanted to bring.
Well, I'm glad you thought of us.
Yes.
We never get enough greens.
Sure, right. I don't either. They don't hardly ever cook them. As long as you raise them, they don't cook them fast.
Is that
but
right?
When I had a bomb, then they cook a plenty.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what, I've been raising cattle out here. I told you that. That's my mistake.
Yes.
I'd been a whole lot better off.
Yeah.
I'd got more out of it if I just put in the garden and had some collards all the time.
Sure, right. I see.
Now, you see, I got that corral full of calves out there now.
Huh?
And I'm giving them feed. Feeding them a little bit, getting them ready for the market.
Yes, sir.
Why, that feed's so costly. And I don't raise it, you see.
That's right. Ain't no joke. If you don't raise it, it's tough. I've been raising a few old hogs, and if you don't raise your feed, you eat it.
Uh-huh.
And fishing ain't got a big pasture for them.
No.
And the hog is another thing. Eat you out of house and home. You boob eat him.
You can't feed them out of the store.
No, sir. That's the way I had to feed them a few hours back because I ain't got no place for them to run.
Yeah.
You know, I eat a head now.
Hey, who is this?
Eight.
Head. Who is this fellow down here? Martha. Who was it made my shirt? Martha Harris. Her son-in-law.
Yeah.
Now, you know where John Palmer's store is.
I sure do.
It's that next road down this way, back up there across the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And he lives, he's a janitor down at Reddick.
Yes.
And he got some fields back there. He raises corn and...
Sure.
Got something for him to graze on. You see, I never knew a hog could graze.
Yes, sir, he sure will. He eats more grass, much grass near the cow. He sure do.
A hog will?
Yes, sir. And if you got peanuts, they used to put them in the peanut patch.
Yeah.
Pour the peanuts getting made and put a ring in the nose.
Yeah.
Where they wouldn't root.
Yeah.
And they'd eat all the leaves off the peanuts, all the vine. Eat all that vine, top vine off. Yeah. that ring in his nose would keep him from eating rootin'.
Well, you've been knowing that a long time then.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I tell you what, when I come down here, we rented a house over there close to the, what they call the swine department at the university.
Yeah.
I'd go over there every now and then, and one time I went over there, they had great big hogs, and they'd turned them in on the clover.
Yes, that's right. They sure turned them in.
And there wasn't a hole in it. They hadn't rooted anywhere.
No, they just eat that top off.
Yes, sir. They just walking on grazing. That's the first time I ever saw that.
Yes, sir.
And I never think about a hog grazing.
They sure do, sir.
Well, now, you've got to get your stuff out of your garden. Do you get up early and do that?
Yes, sir. Early this morning, crypt it all, bundle it up. Pears, I'll give them yesterday evening. I got some pears to care on down there, too.
Mm-hmm. You still got pears?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you come in here the other day, I didn't realize that accident had just happened.
Yes, sir, that's right. It sure had.
Goodness.
Yes, sir.
That's as bad as I ever heard of.
Yes, sir, it really is. That was a bad one. No.
And they had to get something to pull that car apart.
And then cut it with some kind of cutting something they had to cut it. Some kind of something with cut metal. They cut them out of there. Pull and cut and pull and cut it, cut and then pull a little bit with that record chain and then draw it up.
You see, this car run across 301 over there, right in front of this
semi.
Oh. Yeah. They just flattened it.
Yes, sir.
What was it?
That was my wife's sister's daughter's son.
Yes.
And then my wife's sister, daughter, son on the other side. So that's the way it was. And the other boy was driving his cousin Tom. She married one of the sister's daughters.
Uh-huh. And then there was a child.
Yes, and the little child got hurt up and then he died. She died from it, 2 years old. Then the other boy, he's dead when they pulled him out, and them other two.
So they were all?
They were all hurt up, all them with wooden days were hurt in critical condition, so they're looking for some of them to die yet.
Well, you see, we called over that Saturday, and that just happened.
Sure right. Friday night.
Friday night. You see, we called over that Saturday asking about pears. Last thing they was interested in.
Sure right.
I told God I thought you were worried about something.
Yes, you said that.
Uh-huh.
Sure right.
And then you all just got together and brought some pears over here anyway.
Sure right, sure did. There's a man over in Gamble, I don't forgot the man's name. He said he worked at a medical center, the VA hospital.
Yeah.
And I said, he got a grow back on. He had me to go out there and dish it up for him yesterday. Yeah, I don't know his name, but I got his phone number. I was going home, and he leave me to do some work. He told me, when you get to it, if he's trying to get to it that side, if he don't get the other side, and I got to it both sides and was going when he come back. He said, look like he done that work. Yes, sir.
You haven't got something wrong with your jaw.
I need to pull some teeth.
Some more?
They ain't hurting that bad, but I need to tear them out. I did loose.
Oh, are they?
One of them, yes, sir.
First time I ever saw you, you were holding that jaw.
That tooth was putting something with me that day. That wasn't what I had on there. That thing was hurting, my goodness. It had a knot up there. Not about big as a hen egg, was full out.
Yeah, Faye told me about it. They're talking big there in Bill's meat market.
Yes, sir.
You know, they...
I mean, in that cold place and come out, and let me tell you something. That thing worked on me showing up.
And he started hollering. I'm telling you, that thing just hit you all of a sudden.
Yes, sir, that's something else. I was sweating when I went in there a little bit and stayed in that cooler and come right back out. That's what knocked it open. Oh, yeah.
Why, you and Willie were just carrying on and kidding each other.
You're right.
And, you know, and then I...
Yeah.
And I said, now you got me some pears outside?
Yeah.
You said, I sure will. I'll wait for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I got out there and you waved to me.
Yes, ma'am.
With one hand holding the other.
Yes, ma'am. That tooth was putting something on me. That's clear it was.
Hey, we ought to go over there and sometime see what all they got. Did you tell me how to get there?
Yes, sir, but maybe you done forgot. You go down, leave Citron and go down to your pass. You'll see Silver Spring Fruit come, the big packing house sitting over on your right.
Yes.
Come right on down to you. Get the way to 0301. That's where you turn off to go back to Spa.
Yes.
But when you turn there to go to the spot, you just flip right on back around and come right back up like you're coming back up to the packing house on the other side. And one town block and turn right in that yard, then be that mailbox. That's where I sit right there.
Yeah.
Ain't no way to miss me. The first place you can turn over after you come back around.
Yeah.
Yes, the first drive.
Now, Faye said you lived in a new house.
Yeah, a block house.
Yes, about pink and white.
Pink and white.
Yes, about a lot of trees. You will know it because a large wild oak tree sit right in the front.
Yeah. Well, now, you just bought it. You just bought and moved into it?
No, Saddam. We had 2 acres given to us. His mother gave us 2 acres and We had a lumber house built on the side of the highway, so we put a blockhouse on the back from it. I think it's been in about 5 or 6 years, something like that, or 4 years.
Oh, you've had it built?
Mm-hmm, not long ago. Yes,
6 rooms?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice house.
Yes, it is a large house.
Well, how'd you get in it with somebody to help you build it?
Oh, we got some people to Ocala to finish the top of it. I paid for the other myself, me and my sons, and the welfare people got Mr. Bush to finish it, the Azure Courage people, you know, in Ocala.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The FET, Florida Home Administration.
FHA.
Yeah.
But all they did was put the roof on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so they finished the top of it. Mm-hmm.
And you all did the rest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what kind of help did you have to do the rest? See, I can't get help anymore. Everybody's working.
Well, in fact, it was such a small amount of help, but long in that time, probably about 6 years ago, they said it would help just a little bit on it, whilst the oldest sons and daughters wait because they wasn't married. Well, they yet ain't married, and he was on the welfare. And that's the way we got it done.
Oh,
but not for myself, I'm not on it, that's him.
Your own children?
Mm, right.
They have, sure.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And they can carpet and all?
No, they just got paid for it. We got 2 carpenters to do it.
Well, you were lucky in getting carpenters. How'd you get the carpenters?
We hired them and I paid them.
You can't hardly get them now. A window broke. No. I got two windows broke out, and you can't get them there to put them in.
No.
I'm going to pay them before they come. No, I'll be there, and you don't see them.
They don't show up.
They sure don't. I don't know what got wrong with them, and they make all the money they can off you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they sure ain't, them two ain't come there yet.
Well, that's why we were interested, because we can't get anybody to do anything for us.
You sure can't, not they is. They don't care whether they work or not.
That's a good carpenter, that old man is, though. He built that church there and thing. He built all them places around there.
Oh, really? That was somebody local?
Yeah, he lived in Santa Ana, colored trailer. He can build a house. He can put up a house, people.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
But could you get him now if you want him?
That's where I've been at all the time. I can't get him back up there.
He
be so busy. Everywhere you look, he got another job, and they're just calling him so.
He got more work than he wants.
Just keep him going, yeah, sure.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't realize that for a long time. But I got to thinking one day, and back when I was growing up, you know, people get jobs and work a day or so, a week. And as I got to thinking about it, that was really all they wanted. They didn't want a regular job.
You're right.
You know, because if you got a regular job, it ties you down so you can't do nothing on site.
You ain't joking.
Or very little.
It sure is.
No, sir. These regular jobs. You work?
No, sir.
But you did work?
Not very much in life. No, sir.
Well, I'd say
I just want to stay home and take care of the kids. See, I have 13 kids. I have 6 daughters and I have 6 sons, and they all growing up now.
What ages are they?
The last one is 13. My baby's 13 now.
Yeah.
Other than 33, that's the oldest one of them.
Yeah. Well, now if you could harness them up.
You're right.
Yeah, you could.
Yes, sir.
You could go in the house business, couldn't you?
You're right. Yes, sir.
And some of them are still at home with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
6 of them, man.
Two of them in mine.
The two grand.
Right,
got 2 grand. They've been there ever since they cried. Ever since they've cried in this world, they've been there with us.
Yeah.
They just rather stay there?
Yeah, and they rather stay with us and go with their mother. So. Their mother got 2 more, but she did stay with her. Them two ain't never wanted to stay, and they never stayed with her.
So they just stay over there to you?
That's right. Stay right there.
And you said you just like to have that trailer so you and your baby could stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that'd be a help, wouldn't it? Well, you could get off there and quiet
sure,
down.
Sure right.
Sometimes.
Sure right. Yeah.
Now, these children, the ones I see, they don't work anymore. They just bounce a ball.
That's right. Mm-hmm. More children have stopped bouncing it now.
Yeah.
But I got a few, not bragging. They just, I imagine they took out of him, they just really love work. I don't have but 2 children married. That's all.
Two
of my sons. And the others, they said they wouldn't marry. They said the time too good and big for them to marry. And they just in and out. But you know what I mean? They got their homes and they got their own cars, new cars, and all of that. But practically, they stay with me when they're off the job. In and out. I have 6 stay with me, they don't go to school. I got 1 daughter in the 12, and the other in the 10.
Yeah,
and
ready?
They're traveling. Now, them 6, now they're showing up work. They put you up some work.
Sure
and the ones in New York, they do the same thing. We got another in New York. Had 2 up there.
Yep, and they pick some oranges and apples. He can take some apples or oranges off a tree. He can take them all.
Oh, he follows the season.
Yeah, right. He wait for O.D. Hook Jr. He's the only one drawing money there. That boy can nice to pick some oranges. Now he up there on the picking apples now.
Yeah.
Pick cherries, please. he went and picked cherries. Now he didn't start no apples.
Gee whiz. But he knows how to do it.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Did he start with you?
Yeah.
Did you start him off?
On a little old bitty fella. Sack would be dragging on the ground and he'd pick on. Had to kick it up two or three times, then it's still dragging the ground.
Yeah.
Kept on until he got so he could pick them.
And then when he got big enough, he worked for O.D. Huff.
That's right. He went to school and worked there too in the evening. Come home in the evening and work. After he get out of school, wait till dark then.
Over here?
Yes, sir.
And you say that he's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't much more to me though now. I tell you, I hurt and ache so to the I can't hardly make it. But it doesn't even work, I can't hardly sit down. I had to be doing something going. I was raised up to work. I started to work when I was 9 years old picking onions.
Yeah.
My brother carried me in the groove. My daddy wouldn't let me work. My brother took pity on me and said, let him go, daddy. He carried me out there and started me over. Had a while I was drawing much money as he was drawing.
And you started when you were nine?
9 years old, picking tangerines. And you better not with clipper cutting in, let them clippers cut on the edge of the end, or leave a long stem. Long in there, and you had to pick them right. Couldn't pull them. Had to take them clippers and clip them.
Well, I never heard of that.
Yes, sir.
Is that just for tangerines?
Oranges and tangerines, you better not pull them. You used to wouldn't let you pull or even a grapefruit. No, you had to clip them. And at a while, they had some good clippers, all right. Then after a while, they went to Santa California and got a whole lot of things they call nips. And you couldn't pick no oranges with them hardly. Called it the California nips. Them was some bad thing to pick with. Man, they made up this little short, and you couldn't hardly get them around the stem of the onion.
Yeah.
But them other clippers, you could go ahead on and pick you some oranges.
You had to use what they give you.
They stop us from using them others. I'm telling you now, they hit against the onion to scar it, see? That make it wouldn't be no good. Every time you scar one, it's no good.
Wouldn't hurt it, would it?
No, but they say it hurt it, so. They took all the clippers from them. I had me a little short pin. I'd use them, and the other fellow man said, I hear you something up there, don't go like them nips. And look in my box, pull all the onions out, and look all through the box to see what the clipper cut. It wasn't clipper cut. He called me off, he said, you can go ahead and use them. I'm getting these fellas with just cut them, scar them tangerines. And oranges. See, I'm looking for them. Say you ain't doing it. So you go ahead and pick. And I wouldn't let the other fellas know I had them in though. And I just pick me some oranges, tangerines.
Oh, I see.
The fellas didn't care.
The other fellas would scar them up with them clippers, but I wouldn't do it. I'd take my time and do it right. Man, look in my box. Call me off. You ain't scarring them up, you go ahead and use yours. Don't tell them I've been around here. And I was using them clippers.
Yeah.
Wasn't scarring the onions, see, but some of them just jog them, didn't care how they do them. All they wanted is a fuller box.
Yes.
Some fella got to be right today, too. They don't care. All they want to do is pull up something and get some money.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that got me. I was out here in the grove one time passing by and stopped, and this fellow was over there picking some oranges, and I had to wait a minute or so.
Sure.
I'll tell you who it was, old Jim Means. I didn't know him then. I'd
you
never
know
seen
him
before.
You know Mr. Jim Means? He's terrible in the grove. Yes, sir. He's been working there a long time.
Yeah.
That little orange shop over there.
Yeah. He was talking along there, and he had several boxes of oranges on the ground, and I always, I come up working, and I always, what anybody's doing, I never just stopped him and talked to him.
That's
he,
right.
We just kept going. And I picked up one of them orange boxes I was going to sew it up there for.
Yes.
But I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, you're right.
I took a hold of that thing, and it just stayed there.
Yes, sir.
I never did get it up there.
Here's an old boy named Charles McDivis. He lifted up a box of oranges just like he lifting up a box of matches. All day long, the truck started going down the road, and he just, move on, driver, move on. Bop, bop, Bop. Another old boy up there just stacking them. Bop, bop. Truck just steady going along down the middle. That old boy can load some oranges. He pick it up like he's picking up a matchbox. Look like he ain't picking up nothing. Just
right.
Off the ground on that high truck. I don't see how he do it.
Oh, they got such a high bed on
that. That's right. And he ain't much taller than I is. I don't see how he would do it. But he lift that box like he ain't lifting nothing. All dealing would never hit up against him. He just pick it up like that and set it right up there.
He didn't raise that thing up.
That's right. No, it would never touch against him. It never touch against him. He just catch it like that and just like that.
Yeah.
Just like he's lifting up a box of matches. That's so he could load some on you too.
Well, there must be some.
He said it's a sliding net. That's what he told me. He said you got to learn it.
Yeah.
So when he first started, he couldn't do that.
Oh, really?
After he got onto it, he said, you don't strain him at all. I said, man, I'd die if I try to lift a box and don't let it touch up against me. I had to let it touch me, look like. But he just, it don't never touch against his clothes. He just catching this. Looks like he's lifting up a matchbox.
It just keeps on going.
Steady moving.
Well, now, you know, part of it, you know, is practice.
Yeah.
Not like, I don't lift anything much now.
Yeah.
And when they bring me a sack of feed, you know, I just, perspiration just pops out on me when I lift a 100-pound sack.
Yeah, sure. Sure, right.
Well, I've lifted a minute of a sack. I've lifted them all day working there.
But you ain't never lift the kind we used to lift. You know, you used to put foot light in them 200-pound bags.
No.
Oh, man, that was the time.
200?
200 pounds to the bag. That's what you used to put in the bag of foot light.
Yeah.
That was way back here on the 19... About 26. You were putting it in 200-pound bags then.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you go about lifting something like that?
I don't know, but we had to lift it. Well, I didn't have no job. And they're paying me 35 cents a day.
Is that what you started on?
10 hours for 35 cents.
John.
10 hours for 35 cents a day. I worked for that. I sure didn't. Couldn't hardly. And had to beg to get that. Over there in the Crosby and Wortman Ayers Grove where I worked.
Yeah.
Digging ditches, grubbing, and all of that, any kind of work. 35 cents a day. The old hands that had been there for years, they wasn't getting the 50 cents. 10 hours for 50 cents.
Yeah.
10 hours for 35.
And that's where they start jobs.
Yes, sir. I'm talking about that just since I was a grown man. Yeah.
You weren't any boy.
No, I wasn't a boy then. I was only got to be a young man then. And they was waking us for nothing, man. I mean, wicked. Don't play with you, the man. Sit right there and watch away all day. You go, I told you, ain't getting nothing done here. Man, you had to work.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. I leave then, I went on the railroad. They tried to kill me out there, stole all that iron on me and everything. Old fellas know how to put the can on you on the railroad, you know.
Yeah.
I leave the railroad and I went to, I'm going to go somewhere better, I went to Polkwood, loading Polkwood by hand. Now that was a job. I mean loaded by hand, that Polkwood.
Yeah.
Some of them blocks was bigger around than that orange crate on them.
Oh.
Green pine wood. I was blocking. I'd be loaded.
6 foot long.
Yes, no. You wouldn't cut it six. Three.
3 foot?
Yeah.
But that was heavy enough.
It was bigger than three. And they cut that wood. Then they went to cutting another thing they called boogie wood. You seen that, ain't you?
Boogie wood?
Yeah. It's longer. It's twice long as a piece of poke wood. They're hauling that too. Boogie wood, they call it. Oh, that was a mess. Well, I got this one old boy from Georgia, and that boy like to kill me, and I ain't been in the poke wood since. Hauled 18 loads in one day on a truck. Down to the early bush. 18 loads, but we were throwing it off on the ground. Wasn't no car there. We were stacking it on the ground in paws. 18 loads. I couldn't eat that. Now, I opened my mouth to eat the cramp, but nothing coming any bigger than that they look like. Move my hand, it catch me in the arm, in the leg. Every time I move, it catch me somewhere. And went to getting around in here, and I said, that ain't gonna work. Couldn't eat all that night. Next morning, I couldn't go to work. Now, I ain't been in the poker with since. But as long as I was hauling 8 and 10 loads, that was all right. That boy had been on that dang haul, 18 loads.
Well, what is it? What was in him?
I don't
what
know.
What got in him?
He told me to let's make some money. Let's make some money. I got enough of that. I wouldn't beat him on him. I'd start to stick with him. That's a tough old boy. Loads some wood.
You paid by the load?
Yes, sir. Wasn't getting that much a load, neither. $2.50 a load. $2.50 a load.
Yeah.
That was just paying for cutting it. Paying the cutters for cutting it, and then paid us that for the hauling it.
Oh, they got as much for cutting it as you
did
for hauling
it. Hauling it and unloading it, that's right.
Yeah. Well, now, was that you and the other boy both that got...
Yeah.
That?
$2.50.
A piece?
No. He got $1.25 and I got $1.25 out of each load.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They furnished the truck.
Yeah, furnished the truck, gas, and everything. All you had to do was put it to the place up there.
Yeah. He don't look like he's done that sort of work, does he?
Yeah. And I've been through some. Mm-hmm.
Did you know him when he done things like that?
He sure did. Yes, sir. My brother did it, too.
Yes, sir. I stayed in that business a good while. I just near killed myself waking trying to make a living. That was long in Hoover time. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Do I remember
that. I was picking oranges before Hoover time, but in Hoover time, at the time, I walked so far off from Citra to Claremont and couldn't beg a job. Walked from Citra to Claremont. You know where that is, don't
you? No.
You know where Groveland?
No.
On the other side of Oak Killer down there.
Oh.
I walked, met through Groveland on into Claremont and couldn't beg a job, no kind of me. Got on there near the Davenport and couldn't get a job down in there. We started back home then. Man let us pick a few oranges, you see, and haul a load back up in Georgia. Had us to help pick them, and we helped pick them, and he caught a ride back that point and give us $1.50 a piece.
Yeah.
Trying to get back home. I went through with something in this world. Hunger and everything else. I'm about to make it where I can't eat something long every day. The Lord help me.
By them.
Looking out.
You know, in those Hoover times, if you had a little something, you'd get along fine.
That's right.
But if you owed a little something and didn't have anything to pay your bills with, you were in bad shape.
You ain't joking. Yes, sir.
I don't care who you was.
Yes, sir. I need some time then. Oh, I had a time.
You was in bad shape. But now you worked on the railroad before that.
After the... When was that year that was? I worked on the railroad down there to Lake Placid. I had to go all the way down to Lake Placid to get a job. Lake Placid, Florida.
Oh.
That was in 1937, wasn't it? 37. And I got my that's when I got the first Social Security card I ever had.
Yeah.
Yes. 1937.
But they knew how to get the work out of you?
Yeah, sure. They got some work out of me.
What did they do for you? How'd they manage it?
Was the work me?
Yeah.
On the railroad?
Yeah.
Man, you know, you had to lift everything then. Now they got it, you don't have to lift nothing out there anything. Now they got machines, you know.
Yeah.
All you do is they operate them machines, them people, and do the work now and lift all that heavy stuff.
Yeah.
We had to lift that by hand.
Yeah.
Get them bars and run under that rail and tote that rail, about eight of us. Put about eight of you there and you got to tote it.
Yeah.
All that stuff, God. And you used to have to take all them tires under there, but now they cut them right in the middle. Slip one piece that way and one that way, that machine kick it out.
Well, they take them out.
Yeah, they don't take out no more whole tires now like they used to. You notice that?
Yeah.
They cut them right in the middle and piece go that way and piece go that and that machine kicks them out. I got a son working on the railroad now. How many years he been there?
I don't know, but I know it's been a good while.
I believe it's been about 6 years.
Yeah,
he told me. Told me he's been working there 6 years, I think.
What'd you say?
He on there a good while, and he ain't thinking about leaving, he say. He likes it? Yes, ma'am, he love it. Because we kind of get him the credit, and he want one.
Well, but they take care of him now.
Oh, yes, he get big money for it now.
And if children get sick, he don't have nothing to worry about or nothing.
Oh, his children had to go to the hospital, mm-hmm. And all they pay for all of that.
He pay for all of that now.
He likes it now. He got him a new home, block home like mine, and a new car. Everything furnishing over. And he still sticking with that rear road too.
He sure is.
What's that?
And he's still working on it too.
Yeah. Keep adding to it.
Yes.
See, I'm trying to make the retirement. Mm-hmm. He young, we ought to could make it.
Well, now you never thought back there. You never thought anything like that had come around, did you?
No, sir. Mm-mm. Not that kind of work either.
Because
he did about every kind of work it was, even snake out ties and everything, even grove and everything.
I ain't told you all the fun. I got in Hand City one time and couldn't find nothing to do. Hand City, Florida. In the right in the middle of the summer. A man come along and said, come on, I'll give you a job pulling moss, green moss out the trees. And I pull green moss, we pull all day today. He and his wife and two or three more white fellas. We'd pull moss and try to load that big truck, and it took us 3 days to load that big truck. Then he'd carry it over to Lakeland and sell it. I think I'm making money, man to man, give me $2. I done killed myself climbing up them trees all through the woods. He made the man would have had him $300 or $400, he'd have had me about $300 or $400. Man, this ain't no kill me, he didn't wake me for nothing. Yes, sir.
You mean that he got that much for moss?
Yeah, man. He'd have a butt one of them old big trucks and just have it packed clean out to the back, just stacked up high as he could stack it in there.
$300 or $400?
Yes, sir. He have gathered some moss.
And he give you $3?
$2 and $3, that's about all I get.
Yeah.
So he had a heap more colored fellas out there pulling. Excuse me. So any more of them was there pulling it.
Yeah.
I went over there with him one evening. See the man gave him all that money. I said, look at that, he's getting all the money. I'm working for nothing. But that was his truck. I couldn't tote it over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's green moss.
That's right, green moss. But he'd find that black and he'd grade it out and make a bundle and he'd get more for the black than he would for the green.
Sure. He could just leave it. How long would it take to blacken?
Oh, it'll take it a good while to blacken.
A month?
About a month. If it's hot weather like it's been being here now, it'll black quick than that.
Oh, would it?
Yeah, man. It's about 3 weeks.
Oh, I never realized that.
Yeah, sure. Throw it in the pile and keep it wet. And packed down, it was black quick, yeah, just that quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the only experience with moss I ever had,
yeah.
I was short of feed for these cows one winter out here, and I thought, well, sir, I'll do like the other people do, or have they used to do.
You're right.
I went around getting moss out of these trees, you see.
You're right.
Down where they could get it.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't believe I ever done any harder work than that.
Yeah, it's a hard job, boy.
And whenever you'd put a stick up there with something crooked on there and twist it, you got very little moss out of it.
You sure didn't.
How'd you get it down, John?
Climb up the tree and throw it down. Climb up there, your ladder. Get a ladder and get up to the limbs and climb one up there and you're all out on the limbs and then get it down.
Way out on the limbs.
Yeah, man. Go up so high sometimes you'll be looking down, you go to trembling, and you look down towards the ground, you go to trembling, and
yeah.
Too high now for fall night all over. Yes, sir. But you know the moss done stopped being green, did you notice that?
Yeah.
You know, all the moss in there is deadish looking. But you want some on that tree look pretty springy?
It's a little of it coming back.
Yes.
Very little.
You're right.
Somebody said they thought it was see, that's. It don't live on the tree.
No. That's air. It ain't nothing but air. It get balled up between them limbs, that air. And that's what forms the moss.
And if the air is not good, it'll...
Maybe it'll kill it out and it won't be none.
You suppose that's going to be what'll happen to us?
Look like it, don't it? See that body?
Yes. Let me tell you...
Yes,
sure it is. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
tell
him some of
them.
Okay,
Eddie,
thank you.
Let me tell you what we ought to do, Rick. If we going, what we ought to do, we, you know what a fellow does. See, I haven't been Florida long.
No.
57.
Yes, sure is.
So you know what I know.
Yes.
I never even saw a screwworm.
Ain't. Oh man, them things were bad one time. They about, tell you about got them killed out. No.
Yeah.
You reckon? I don't see none no more.
No. They say they're them. Coming back, but. Some, but I never lost but one calf out here, and that was the buzzards.
Pure right.
And it was one of the prettiest calves I ever had.
Yeah, sure.
I got back from town that day and walked out there, and the cat, the old cow, would come up there to meet me, and she just excited.
Pure right.
I followed her out there, and that was out there with eyes picked out. That's the only one. That's
yeah.
The only cow, calf I've lost.
Yes, yeah, sir.
So you see, things have changed, haven't they?
It sure have, yes, sir. Sure have.
John, did you tell me how you got that orange, that pear grove started?
Yes, I'm cutting me a limb off a tree and stick it in the ground and put water to it in December. In December. Mm-hmm. Do it in December, and you'll catch a hold. Ward it. Cut your limb off the tree and stick it, sharpen it like you do a pencil, or sharpen it slant. Stick it in the ground. Put your little ring around it and ward it like you do an orange tree. Ward it. And when time for them to put out the next year, you'll have pretty leaves on it and put right out. Just keep right on until they go to bed.
That's the new growth you put out?
Cut a piece off of the tree.
The new growth?
That's right. But you cut a piece of that near to the end, or in the top. You don't cut them with big limbs. Just them pieces about, you can cut them about that long, a little longer. Yeah, switch.
Yes.
But you have to know which way to cut them.
No, you just cut it over and slanting it on the end, or either sharpen it like you do a pencil and stick it in the ground. It'll root.
Yeah, that just sort of.
It'll root. Mm-hmm. It'll root right on, tick on roots.
Yeah. Have you seen him do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you have a green thumb too.
I don't ever do it myself, but I see him do it, and he live too. Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything outside.
No.
Well, you
I live.
You planted little trees or something, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I planted some trees.
The people
say
she's done
something. They finish them. They keep them watered.
The people, everybody see me say my wife done something.
Evening.
Done something they ain't never seen nobody done in their life.
Set out trees and flowers.
Set out two little oak trees like that, about that tall. And you know them trees, great big old trees, not tall as that cedar tree right there?
Yeah.
Oak trees, she saw them out and they live. One
yeah.
on each side of the yard. Dug them up and saw them out.
Yeah.
I ain't never got an oak tree to live.
Oh, really?
She got by me with that. She sure passed me up with that. Every time I used to try to set them out, they'd die.
Yeah.
You saw them oak trees and they're right there now. You come there and you come over there, you see them. I'll show them to you.
All right. How big was it?
They're little old switches about that. They're tall, look like little bushes.
Had roots?
Yes, you got the root on them. Put them out there and they live.
Did you water them?
Yes, sir. Give them lots of water.
Well, now, what else did you do to them to make them live? You told me you did something.
Nothing but name them.
Name them?
I had two children, a girl and a boy. And every time I set out a tree, I had two mulberry trees. I did the same thing. You'll see one in the backyard now. I don't think it's near about as large as a stove is.
Yeah,
and
that's
the other one rotten fell down. I named each one of them. I sucked them out. They weren't nothing but switches. You'll see it, you wouldn't believe it.
But you named it?
Yes, sir.
Named it?
Mm-hmm.
After your children?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you. Does your mulberry trees have a lot of sprouts?
Mm-mm.
You need to watch them switches, but
you
cut over there and sit out.
You mean switches go on? Yes, sir.
That'd be my mother got her and stuck it out. Or cut a limb, little limb
mm-hmm.
and switch and stuck it out.
No,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about from the roots.
Oh, no.
You mean little ones come up from the roots?
No.
No, you don't have them. I imagine it been there, maybe. Too long for it to start from the root, round it to the bottom, but it's a large tree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a mulberry tree out there. I've got it. I didn't plant it, you know. The woman who lives here, she had a little nursery down here, Miss Boyle.
Yeah.
And it don't have any, it don't have a shoot at all from the roots. Now, Miss Daisy,
right.
Down here by Betsy Jackson?
Yes.
Buddy Sawyer?
Sure.
You know that bunch?
Yes, I used to stop along there all the time, filling things along there.
Oh, did you?
Sure we did.
Well, Miss Daisy got plenty of money.
She don't hardly ever buy nothing, do. Holler about you ain't got nothing every time they are stuff. She holler about, I ain't got no money. Not today, ain't got no money.
Well, I know she she kept it. She working for rich people up there, wasn't she?
Yes, sir. They say she was all the time.
Yeah. I never sold her anything, though. I didn't have anything to sell her.
I mean, you know, we better go get that girl, them greens. That girl looking for her.
I never tell you about this mulberry. Now, she got mulberry back there. That's the tree where she watches. She got a watchtub out there.
I've been all under that mulberry tree back there.
Well, it puts out sprouts from the roots so fast you can't walk.
Sure right.
Now, what the difference is, I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong. It might be the old tree being cut out and coming up from the stump.
No, it's a tree that's just a growing.
Oh, and it's growing up out there on the roots.
Yes.
I see.
If you just leave that alone, you couldn't walk through there in a year.
No, I see what you're talking about.
Are there different kinds of mulberries?
Oh, yes, them different. Some be wall, half wall, let's say. All of them don't be alike. They be different. Them be tame ones with that sprout from that root, that be a tan mulberry tree.
Mm-hmm.
Others be a half wall, that's what they call them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the tame ones don't put out roots, they're shoots.
I believe the tame and the one do it, because the ones I got is a half wall one. Because I got it from my sister, she said, that's a half wall mulberry tree. And I said, give me two, and she gave me two, and I saw them out.
Mm-hmm.
And now that thing's so big, we fixing to saw it down.
Gee whiz. Hey, you better find out what they're going to have next.
What you growing now,
you and
John?
Miss Daisy.
I ain't got nothing much right now growing, but a little dabble of okra and stuff like that coming on. It's about like that.
How much are we for the college?
About a quarter, I reckon.
Let me get it.
But my brother, my sister's boy been picking peas, but look like he done there quit picking them or something.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Looks like he's about to quit picking the peas. I don't know why. Joe got some good, had some good ones. He had some good peas, the maker peas.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize there's much difference in peas. You take some old crowd of pea and you give it to these people that knows the difference, and they might not even want to eat the stuff.
They sure are. They sure is that way. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the difference. I mean, you know, I never had to learn the difference.
That's right. They good, all of them good to me, but some of them just won't eat them crowders. They won't eat a crowd of pea, but that's a good pea.
Yeah.
Some of them say they don't ever get on or something, but they get on. Why you cook them one?
Yeah. Well, how about Mr. What's the man's name that works for Lewis there? You know, at the
Wimley. Yeah. Bill Wimley.
He hadn't got any now?
Not as I know, though. I don't think he got nothing growing now.
Well, this is a bad season.
It sure is.
It's in between.
He always have plenty of stuff, but I ain't talked with him. Ain't a good little while now.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the time of the year he's in the house and stuff.
Okay, John. That's my look to go out and fix some collars.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, we got to go get this girl hurrying because she's waiting on him, I imagine, because
sure,
we told her we was coming.
Wants them for dinner.
Yeah, I told her he'll be there.
Now, if you just cook them for me, I'd be all right. And you see, I got to clean them.
Well, you hope clean them while you're sitting down there with that
thing. I should have been cleaning them while we're sitting there. We could have all been doing it. Well, John, that's the right idea. All
that. There's channel 2 over. At the end of the visit with John Turner, the second visit with John Turner, this Thursday morning, the 14th of September, 72, Channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with the second visit with John Turner, this Thursday morning, the 14th of September, 72,